Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of Intelligent Medicine, the final hour of 2018, as we say goodbye to the year, a great year. And we've got a best of program coming up for you during the holidays, but I'm going to be spending some time with my family. So let's go. Let's take some of your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. We got lots of great calls last hour. Let's see if we can match it this hour, but worry not, because we got lots of stories to share with you, as we do each week. And this one, a particularly interesting, because scientists have just completed one of the most sophisticated studies ever, demonstrating the efficacy of specific nutrients on brain function. As I said last hour, and I misspoke, feed your head. That's what Grace Slick said famously as part of Jefferson Airplane. I'm correcting myself because I, for some reason, was talking too fast, and I said it was the Grateful Dead, not one of my favorite groups. But she had foresight, because feeding your head with 32 key nutrients in the Mediterranean diet proved helpful at maintaining what's called functional connectivity and improved cognitive performance in a group of 116 healthy adults, 65 to 75 years of age. So what they did was, this is really interesting, they used very sophisticated imaging studies. In fact, this was published in a journal called NeuroImage. And basically what they're looking at is whether certain nutrients were associated with brighter brains when it comes to lighting up certain parts of the brain associated with mood and cognition. And what they found was that omega-3 fatty acids were among them. Also certain omega-6 fatty acids found in flaxseed, pumpkin seeds, pine nuts, pistachios. Lycopene, find that in tomatoes and watermelon, and also alpha and beta carotenoids, which give certain fruits and vegetables their distinctive colors, and B vitamins and vitamin D were associated with better brain health, according to this brain imaging, which revealed brain aging. Remember, these individuals were at risk. They were 65 to 75 years of age. And if you eat this stuff, you're going to have literally a brain that's going to light up better in terms of imaging studies. So they even had these folks come back 2 years after the first test. And they found that similar nutrient patterns persisted in this in the group after 2 years. So it may not be a single nutrient. It may be how these nutrients work together synergistically to protect the brain and enhance brain function. But it's a very, very persuasive study that suggests that diet is crucial when it comes to preserving brain health. I mean, we're barking up the wrong tree when it comes to our approach to Alzheimer's. Is, yeah, it'd be great to find a magic bullet, a medication, a pill, a shot, injection that could slow the progression to Alzheimer's disease. And we've spent literally billions of dollars in unsuccessful research trying to find the key to slowing cognitive decline. But it may be much more about lifestyle. And the American lifestyle, unfortunately, is not conducive to brain health. All right, this item, and this is a pet peeve of mine. The Times, New York Times, relentlessly publishes op-eds critical of alternative medicine. And I actually did an article for our newsletter, The 10 Worst Stories of 2018. You can check that out at drhoffman.com. And I included a couple of stories that were the New York Times that completely misrepresented the science about nutrition, complementary and alternative medicine. There's a bias there that is very deep-seated. And here's one that I didn't include because it just appeared at the end of the year. It's called Dr. Google is a Liar. Fake news threatens our democracy. Fake medical news threatens our lives. And I agree, but not what they're talking about. They criticize here the internet, because the internet is a repository, they say, of fake news. What's fake news? Numerous studies have shown that the benefits of statins far outweigh the risks. Well, is that really always the case? What else is on the fake news list? Vaccines. They talk about the much debunked falsehood that vaccines can contribute to autism, and also false concerns about the vaccine for human papillomavirus, which we've documented can cause problems. And they parrot the false conclusions of a 2017 study that supposedly found that when cancer patients turned to alternative therapies like diet, herbs, and supplements in place of conventional therapies, that they're more likely to die. Well, that study was really stacked the deck against alternative therapies because they took patients with curable cancers who irrationally refused any kind of conventional therapy and just turned to God knows what, perhaps phony or implausible alternative methods, and ended up doing badly in that study. But that does not necessarily mean that natural methods of supporting cancer patients are without value. So they say here, and this is what I got a big problem with, Silicon Valley needs to own this problem. The author of this, who's a cardiologist, says, I am not a free speech lawyer, but when human health is at stake, perhaps search engines, social media platforms, and websites should be held responsible for promoting or hosting fake information. Well, we've seen the results of that type of censorship, or sometimes we call it shadow banning, because recently websites have been banned from platforms for promulgating skeptical stories about vaccines, skeptical stories about statins. We're beginning to see a type of censorship that precludes information about natural therapies and about the hazards of conventional therapies that you often hear about here on Intelligent Medicine. So, for example, you want to look something up, go to Wikipedia, right? That's the authoritative source. Well, this article talks about Wikipedia censorship of natural non-drug therapies. And actually, Wikipedia, when you think about it, who's writing these articles for Wikipedia? Well, it turns out that organized skeptic groups that are proponents only of the most mainstream conventional medicine, are actively targeting Wikipedia articles that promote natural non-drug therapies with which they disagree. And they will challenge articles. They will urge that articles be pulled down. They'll then insert their own opinions. And Wikipedia is hardly the objective arbiter of truth about natural therapies. And there are many examples of this. So when the New York Times says Dr. Google is a liar, and they're tacitly urging censorship. They're saying Silicon Valley should step up and prevent these views from being expressed on the internet because it's giving doctors a headache. Doctors are trying to discourage their patients from turning to the internet for answers. This is democracy, folks, and how you win in a democracy is not by censoring viewpoints, but by arguing persuasively for your viewpoint. And that's what we do here on Intelligent Medicine. It's like we present the information, and you can decide if it's plausible or reasonable. We here on Intelligent Medicine think that you are capable of making decisions that determine your medical fate and the health of your loved ones. And we present the information fairly and objectively and hope that you'll make a reasonable choice. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're in the doctor's office taking your questions, 877-726-8255. And let's hear from Bill in Wyoming. Hi, Bill. How are you? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you and all also. I got a question. I've had three back surgeries. I'm fused from my S1 through T9.
Oh, my goodness. That's like the whole back is from the bottom to the top is fused. Okay.
Yeah, mainly my lumbar section. They wanted to get that isolated. But anyway, I started to have these surgeries in 2000, and I've had three of them, but I'm done with it. But I've got a chronic pain issue. I've been on hydrocodone since 2000.
Oh, what a shame. Yeah.
I'd like to maybe try to get off of it. It's manageable, you know. I mean, I'm staying within what the doctor says, but I've been reading up on this electrical stimulus thing that you can put in your back.
Yes, an implantable stimulator. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is that a viable option to get off of hydrocodone?
It is. It is a viable option, but, you know, you have to be cautious about those stimulators. You know, I just did a podcast about implantable devices, and there have been some issues with these implantable stimulators, so you got to be a discerning consumer when it comes to opting for that approach. There's also something called vagal nerve stimulation, which can be helpful for pain, for depression. I think that really is going to be a way to go going forward as they improve the technology. Right now it's sort of in its infancy, but it's getting better and better, and it is an option for intractable pain. The other thing you might consider is, and you hear about this on this program because they're one of our sponsors, is CBD, cannabidiol. And for those who don't want to get high with marijuana, no worries, because CBD doesn't get you high, but it has, I won't say it's like a knockout pill for pain. It's not like hydrocodone, not a one-for-one substitution if you're on opiates. But it can reduce your need for opiates. It can be pretty effective for mitigating the need to take these medications, and it helps patients withdraw. And some experts in what's now termed marijuana medicine can administer mixtures of THC with CBD because, you know, THC, it's stronger than CBD. CBD can get over the counter. You know, you can just buy it off the internet. But you need a prescription for marijuana if it's allowed in your state. But that can be helpful sometimes at helping people get off pain medications and, you know, can be ultimately less debilitating. Although, you know, for some people, they find the high an annoying factor. Other people, they're okay with it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I just was curious about that electrical stimulus. I'd just soon try that than try to get off of the hydrocodone in some kind of facility.
Absolutely. And so the place to check out is it's pluscbdoil, one word, .com. The website, pluscbdoil.com. That's CB Sciences. And if we have time this hour, we'll talk about a new breakthrough that allows hemp cultivation in the U.S. It's part of the Farm Bill, which is a big monstrosity of a bill, an omnibus bill that has a lot of provisions. But it also allows more wide acceptance of CBD. So you're going to see the CBD industry really expand as a result. Let's talk to Bill. Let's see. We've got, oh, sorry. Is it Richard? Richard.
Yes.
Hi, Richard.
Thank
how
you,
doing?
Doctor. Hi, how you doing? I'm actually calling about my sister, who's 70 years old. And over the last couple of months, she's had reoccurring infections, urinary
tract
infections. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Bladder infections. And she's had, I mean, her background, she is on blood thinners, and she was diagnosed with a form of leukemia. She's not being treated for it. But the doctor now wants to put a stent in because he's saying that her kidney on the left side is swollen. And I'm just wondering, you know, because she's so, her immune system is not the greatest.
Yeah.
Would that be the best thing to do? Or is there anything else that she could do that?
Yeah, I don't want to give your question a short shrift because it's a little bit of a complicated situation. Can you stay on the line with us, Richard? Because we're going to go to a hard break at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about natural strategies for preventing urinary tract infections. Richard's sister, highly susceptible to UTIs, so what can be done? We'll share that with you in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 for calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're in the process of answering a question by Richard, whose sister suffers from chronic urinary tract infections, also complicating that maybe an immune problem. She's got leukemia, and that can sometimes make you more prone to infections. Right?
Right. She's got, and she's also on blood thinners because she has an irregular heartbeat.
Okay, that shouldn't be a complicating factor here. The doctor wants to put in a stent. Okay. And what a stent is, basically, it's a little segment of usually synthetic material, which substitutes for a part of the urinary plumbing. And this may be the urethra or maybe the ureter, probably the urethra, which is kinked or damaged or scarred. And the doctor thinks that's the reason for the backup of urine in the bladder, which kind of sets up a condition of sort of like a stagnant swamp condition where bacteria can proliferate and she gets recurrent infections. So that may solve the problem. I don't know the exact situation because the urologist probably done some tests, probably finds that the bladder doesn't empty properly. But one of the things that you can do is use something called D-mannose. D-mannose is available over the counter. It's something in health food stores. You can get it on full script. It's a powder. It's actually a sugar, but it's a sugar that doesn't feed bacteria. It prevents the bacteria from adhering to the bladder wall. And for some of our patients who have bladder problems, emptying problems, like men with too large a prostate or women who have MS, which sometimes causes urinary retention, D-mannose, by taking a half teaspoon of D-mannose two or three times daily, they can stave off infections. You want to prevent them before they arise. So that could be a solution. Also, potent extract of cranberry. I like cranberry concentrate as opposed to cranberry juice because cranberry juice is either sweetened with sugar or artificial sweeteners. And we use a cranberry concentrate, usually a brand name Hain, which you take about a quarter of a cup, undiluted if you can tolerate it, because it's kind of tart. Otherwise, you mix it with water. Hydrate, because you want to pee a lot, because you wash out the bacteria that way. And that may stave off the need for the stent. That could be helpful.
I will. So should she stay on that? And once she gets rid of the infection, because should she just stay on that as a...
That's absolutely right. You know, it's for maintenance. Absolutely do it for maintenance, because it's more preventive. If you've got a bad bladder infection, that may not work. But in terms of it prevents the bacteria from adhering to the bladder wall, and therefore it should be used continuously, not just when you think you're coming down with a bladder infection. Okay?
Very good. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Yeah, give us some feedback, and you know, we'd like to hear if some of these solutions work for our listeners. All right, 877-726-8255. Here's a solution for your energy problems if you suffer from frequent fatigue, and most of us at some time or another do. It's all about the mitochondria, and the mitochondria are supported by something called NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. I've been talking about it for ages. I've recommended in the past a product called ProPax with NT Factor. That's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs, plus it contains NT Factor. But a while ago, I suggested to the folks in Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT Factor alone. So Healthy Aging was born. It's a very targeted to the mitochondria. It's the perfect complement to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And listen up. Now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been personally taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And don't forget the coupon code Hoffman at checkout for that buy one, get one free offer. All right. This item should be really encouraging to nurses, because nurses, according to the latest Gallup survey, are on top of the latest poll, with 84% of Americans viewing the nursing profession as one with, quote, very high ethics. What's dead last? Well, of course, members of Congress. Just 8% view them as highly ethical. 58% view them as having very low ethics. That's the biggest percentage in the annual poll taken since 1976. So Congress at an all-time low. Congress, by the way, below car salespeople. And stockbrokers are close behind. Lawyers, way down the list. Only 19% of them, 19% of the populace think of them as very ethical. When it comes to medical doctors, I was reassured, because medical doctors, while they trail nurses by a lot, nurses 84% very high approval of their ethics and honesty. Medical doctors trail behind, but they're still in the number two slot behind nurses. Still, 67% view doctors as very highly ethical and honest, and only 8% think of them as very low in honesty and ethics. There you have it. Journalists, by the way, only 33% of folks view journalists as being very honest or ethical. You can find those stats courtesy of the Gallup poll. Congratulations to nurses. And this item has to do with a large study which looks at the hunter-gatherers as a model for optimal diet. You know, we talk about the paleo diet. Well, it's based on hunter-gathering tribes who, before the agricultural revolution, gathered whatever they could find in the environment, hunted, And the paleo diet is free of modern agricultural products like grains. Although you can forage for grasses. You can gather grass seeds and pound them into sort of a primitive matzah and heat them on hot stones. And so, yeah, you could probably get some grains into that diet. But mostly, it's free of some of the modern foods that we rely upon. Lots of flour products, lots of synthetic oils, lots of sugar, alcohol, and processed foods that are often laced with pesticides and additives. So looking at hunter-gatherers, the obesity prevalence is very low. It's less than 5%. Body fat percentage is modest. In women, it's 24 to 28%. Most American women clock in at far, far higher than that. In fact, a new study suggests that U.S. adults, surprise, surprise, are wider and not taller than previous years. Overall, the average height for men actually fell very slightly. But when it comes to girth and weight, the average man was a little over 5'8" tall and weighed 166 pounds in the 1960s. Now men are almost 1 inch taller, hooray, but they're more than 30 pounds heavier. The average woman in the early 1960s was 5'3" and 140 pounds. Check this out. Now women are a half inch taller, but about 30 pounds heavier. That means that the average woman clocks in at about 166 pounds and is about 5'4". So come back to the hunter-gatherer diet. What they conclude here is that this diet was not necessarily low carb. You know, a lot of people think paleo diets eating a lot of meat. You know, Fred Flintstone throwing a brontosaurus steak on the Barbie. Think again. There can be a lot of carbs, but the carbs come in a form that's very high fiber. It's all natural. And what's the common denominator of all these societies? Very high levels of physical activity. So when you factor in the physical activity, the carbs tend to be tolerated better. Also, tons of fiber, which have an impact on the microbiome. Studies of hunter-gatherers show that they have a very, very diverse microbiome. Modern man lacks many of the helpful bacteria that are found in the guts of our primitive ancestors. And therefore, there's no one single diet that you should follow to stay healthy, but you should emulate the lifestyle of the hunter-gatherer, eating natural foods that are high in fiber. You can include meat, even moderately high amounts of meat and fat, but maintain high levels of physical activity. And make sure that if you're including meat, you also include lots of natural plant fiber, because that's an essential ingredient for health. Our number, 877-726-8255, for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and I promised to share with you some really exciting breakthroughs on the CBD front. As many of you know, CBD cannabidiol is the non-hallucinogenic part of the cannabis plant. It's derived from hemp as opposed to being derived from the marijuana plant. CBD has a lot of applications. It's anti-inflammatory. It has mild sedating effects. It's analgesic, relieving pain. It helps patients with insomnia. And it's a fascinating substance, and we're very happy to have on board CV Sciences, the manufacturers of Plus CBD Oil. Their website is pluscbdoil.com. They're the leaders in the CBD industry. And part of the problem, and we have been angling to get them as sponsors for a long time, but they said, you know, over the years, they said, well, we're not quite ready because the regulatory climate is kind of weird. It's like in some places, it's a free fire zone, like in California, Colorado. But, you know, are we ready to go high profile commercial because we just don't know what the legal status of this is? Well, something momentous has happened. The era of hemp prohibition is over because of the passage of the Farm Bill. Now, these bills are usually a big monstrosity. They include a lot of agricultural subsidies for dubious purposes to corn and sugar manufacturers. And the food stamp program is part of that. And we were hoping that they would improve some of the requirements for getting food stamps. You can't just buy candy, cookies, sugars, and junk. Nonetheless, it's a big advance for the CBD industry. By defining hemp to include, quote, its extracts, cannabinoids, and derivatives, Congress explicitly has removed popular hemp products from the purview of the Controlled Substances Act, which is designed to control opiates and cocaine and methamphetamines and all those bad things. The DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, no longer has any possible claim to interfere with the interstate commerce of hemp products. Hooray. That is long overdue. Hemp farmers now may finally access needed crop insurance and can fully participate in USDA programs for certification and competitive grants. That's good. State governments cannot interfere with the interstate transport of hemp or hemp products. So, you know, one state that's very conservative can't decide on its own that it's going to interdict shipments of CBD or prevent its inhabitants from accessing CBD. And so it's still a little bit of a murky regulatory climate. But the industry is hopeful that they can work with the FDA to clarify that CBD, which their own scientists, the FDA scientists, have concluded has no abuse potential, does not pose a risk to public health, should not be withheld from Americans who count on it for their health and wellness. So we applaud this. I mean, Congress, you know, like a broken clock is right twice daily. Well, Congress sometimes gets something right, and they passed a farm bill that is very advantageous to consumers of CBD. So you're going to see that industry really open up, and congratulations. So they've been doing some hard work behind the scenes to legitimize this industry and to eliminate restrictive regulations. Here's something that, however, is falling within the regulatory loopholes, and that is teen vaping. Vaping is thought to be a preferable alternative to smoking. And it is preferable in the sense that you're not smoking burning plant materials, which are rich in tars and chemicals, and you're just getting nicotine along with, unfortunately, sometimes not very happy additives to the vaping solutions. And this headline from the New York Times says that teen vaping has created addicts with few treatment options. I'm sorry, this is from the Wall Street Journal. Concentrated doses of nicotine prompt higher rates of addiction than cigarettes, according to studies. And so kids who aren't entitled to buy cigarettes, well, they always get a hold of cigarettes anyway, but it's so easy for kids to get these vaping devices. And a company called Juul, J-U-U-L, is really front and center in this huge industry of vaping. And it's the law of unintended consequences. What was originally intended to be a preferable alternative to smoking is now becoming a gateway drug to nicotine addiction for lots and lots of our kids. And they're doing more and more studies on what nicotine does to the brains of developing kids. And it ain't pretty. Plus, some of them are getting super hooked. And they tell a story in this article in the Wall Street Journal, you should read it, about kids who are in high school who want to vape all the time. They juul, that's a verb now, juuling, at home, school, and with friends, going through pods and pods of this stuff. They use a slender device that resembles a thumb drive, easily concealed. Each liquid-filled pod contains about the same amount of nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. So you go through four of these days, like four packs of cigarettes, and it is highly addictive. And, oh, by the way, here's what one of the tobacco industry leaders has done. They have bought a $12.8 billion share of Juul Company because they see the future of tobacco is not in cigarettes, it's in vaping. And, man, this is going through the roof. There's regulatory loopholes that allow this stuff to proliferate, and our kids are getting hooked on nicotine at younger and younger ages. It's not cigarettes anymore to fear, it's vaping. That's going to be a big problem, and we really need to close the loopholes so that kids are not getting hooked. So I just wanted to conclude 2018 with some remarks. You guys have been a fabulous audience, and we've had a great time in 2018 sharing vital health information with you. And we love your calls. We love your emails. You can email us to radioprogram@AOL.com with questions. Those become grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla. And we do weekly podcasts that you can access via drhoffman.com or your favorite podcast delivery service. It's been a pleasure being at the forefront of complementary and alternative medicine and being on the lookout for your interests, trying to come up with the right balance of stories that help you and guide you through this morass, which is modern medicine. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll be back in 2019 with a renewed commitment to get the great stories out to you that we've always shared with you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. All the best to you and your families.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.